Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with wonderful guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of maximizing leasing productivity during and after COVID-19. Joining me today in the studio is Peter Roisman, President and CEO of PM Workforce. And joining us by phone from Connecticut is Joshua Greenblatt, President of Choice Housing Investments. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I want to we're talking about leasing, and everybody in multifamily knows that leasing is really the heartbeat of multifamily. What are you seeing as some of the changes or challenges from COVID-19? I know PM Workforce, Peter, is a supplier partner to the industry. And of course, Joshua, your company, you own and manage property, so you're right on the front lines. So let's start with Joshua first. Answer, what are you seeing as the changes and the obstacles that this pandemic has caused for leasing?
Sure. So I appreciate the invitation to be on the show, and I guess to get right into it, we really need to meet the residents where we can and how we can. Because of the crisis that we're currently in, obviously personal interaction is limited. We have at all of our properties closed our offices to traffic, but we've still been able to lease during this pandemic. And what we've done is we've used technology, and now that it's getting warmer, we're actually setting up stations outside of our office so that people can come in and meet with our staff.
And are you finding leasing activity from the standpoint of being able to keep up with it, and that new way of doing business is you're doing okay with that, or are there things that you still need to work on?
It's been a challenge, but I think we're hitting our stride. We have in our Houston portfolio, all of our properties are above 95%, and one of them just wrapped up a significant rehabilitation. So to be able to achieve that in this environment was great. The others are. It took a little while to hit our stride, but I think now we're doing it. We're able to through virtual tours, through other means, we're able to keep our occupancy strong.
Peter, what are you finding? I know you work with a lot of different clients across Texas.
Yeah, we do, and much of what Josh just alluded to is the new norm, mm-hmm. I think what'll happen. What we're finding is people are doing what Josh's company is doing, which is finding new ways to actually lease. And some of that is through virtual tours. Some of it's like coming to the people, opening up outside and actually coming to them. Because what's happening at Josh's properties particularly, where people were lining up and they were just standing out there. Mm-hmm. So it was much more sensible to actually figure out a way to go instead of having them just stand in line and just maybe leave. You know, mm-hmm. go out and start the application process and start the leasing process outdoors as opposed to indoors, and social distance. You know, you can obviously do it a lot easier outdoors and perhaps even without masks if you're farther than 6 feet apart.
And Peter, I guess one of the things that that you specialize in is you've got technology that plays a major part in what you do as far as being able to interact with your clients. To help provide leasing professionals.
Absolutely. So we've taken the past year to develop a proprietary app, which is now an Apple App Store app and a Google Play app. And it allows us to give our clients 24/7, 365 access to our members and our leasing members. So what that really means is if there's a problem on a Friday night at 11 p.m., you can take a look and see who's available to fill that spot, and it's basically a Band-Aid for the property management. So they can fill it, rank three members. Within 15 minutes, each member would, the first member would have to respond. If that person's asleep and doesn't get it, and the second member does, the second one would accept. There would be push notifications back and forth, and basically Monday, Sunday, Saturday, whatever the day of booking is, that person would show up, have the floor plans, know what's supposed to be accomplished, who the boss is in the office, know what their job is, and come ready to lease, as opposed to waiting till, you know, Monday morning, making a call at 9 o'clock, maybe getting a person by Tuesday and having vacancies. I mean, this is immediate. This is called on-demand labor, basically.
Sure. And Joshua, you found that to be very helpful, I'm sure.
It's been compared to other companies that do what Peter does. It's really been night and day. One of the things, and I'm sure he'll get into it, in addition to the on-demand service they provide, they have an intensive training program, and their team members are so much different than team members from XYZ temp agency that we would bring on site. And they're knowledgeable there, but it's a combination of the knowledge they have and also the drive. Peter likes to talk about the fire in the belly, but the drive that his team has is not something we've seen in the industry before.
And I want to get back on why that makes a difference in just a minute, but I do want to ask, you know, we have 38 million Americans who are out of work right now. And I'm going to direct this initially to you, Joshua. You know, rent collections have been difficult. That's one thing that I've heard a lot of people in multifamily talk about. Seems like it's getting a little bit better in June. We're in the month of June right now. So tell us a little bit about what you found to be the case at your properties. I know you said you had some high occupancy, but how are collections going?
So we've used March as our sort of measure, as the last really pre-COVID month. COVID hit really after the bulk of our March collections came in. And for April, we collected about 95% of what we did in March. May was between 90 and 95%. What we've done, and we operate a lot in the affordable space, and so our staff and our residents are used to and accustomed to working with social service agencies, with other providers to help out residents when they have difficult times, and that's really been something that we've had to lean on during the pandemic is when there are delinquencies, to make introductions, to help residents in whatever way we can to make those introductions to avail themselves of those resources.
You know, Peter, with the 38 million individuals, Americans being out of work, on the flip side of that, that creates an opportunity. Talk a little bit about what you're finding with that.
Well, it created a great opportunity for our company. We were able to find tremendous talent, new talent to bring into the industry. Let me just digress for one second. It's interesting. Before pre-COVID, it was a 3.5% unemployment rate, and it got to 15%. So that was about 5 or 6 million unemployed Americans. There were 40 million, now there are 38 million unemployed. Our talent pool is so much greater, and we already were finding talent in a 3.5% unemployed market. And so now we're able to really accelerate our growth as a company. We've grown into four cities, even through COVID. So we're now in all four major Texas cities: Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. So to get lemons, sometimes you're able to make lemonade.
Right. And I want to ask, we've got about a minute and a half left, Josh. I just wanted to ask you know, one of the big hits that multifamily has always had is that there's always been turnover. You know, somebody leaves a position, whether it's leasing or management or so forth, to go somewhere else because they're offering a little bit more. Have you seen through the pandemic that same turnover? Did it kind of level out because people were afraid to go somewhere?
I think it's more the latter, that there's less movement going on because of COVID. We're trying to attract where we have vacancies. We're trying to attract those renters that are looking. I think, though, from the standpoint of our existing tenant base, we see typically it's about a 20% turnover annually. That's definitely been reduced during the crisis.
Okay. Well, we're coming up against a break, so we're going to break right now for a couple of commercials. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of maximizing leasing productivity during and after COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio today is Peter Roisman, President and CEO of PM Workforce, and joining us by phone from Connecticut is Joshua Greenblatt, President of Choice Housing Investments. We were talking about leasing being the lifeblood of any multifamily property. There are plenty of staffing companies in the world that focus on kind of a shotgun approach to finding, whether it's maintenance techs or finding management professionals or leasing professionals to come in. Peter, when you started your company, PM Workforce, you focused in on leasing. Why and why is that so important?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Paul. It was important because it's the primary, if not the only, source of revenue for every property, right? It's every dollar that comes in has to come through leases. I mean, maybe you can have parking fees and some of these other smaller things, but you know, certainly it's the primary source of revenue. And so, I've always been taught to follow the money, you know, focus on it, make sure that you're maximizing that, and if you maximize that, then you know, even if you're failing on controlling costs, which our model helps control costs, we'll talk about that next, but even if you're failing on that, if you produce enough revenue, it's still going to have a successful project. So, you know, in terms of the cost savings aspect of it, because of our outsourcing approach, we don't have a burden, right? If you use our people instead of your own people, you don't have the carrying costs. And those, you know, the big ones of those are healthcare costs, bonuses, you know, the hiring, the cost of hiring and firing. There's just this huge burden on that position. And it's kind of interesting. Let me talk about just the quality we've been able to attract. It's, if you think about it, the people, there's three ways right now that the industry can hire a leasing person, okay? Mm-hmm. One, they could do it in the HR office. An HR office is very removed from on-site, right, from the property. So they're not really in tune with what's going on day-to-day in that office. And they're hiring for many positions. They're not just hiring for that one position. HR is HR, right? Even if it's just recruiting, they're recruiting for assistant managers, managers, regionals, vice presidents, on and on. They're not going to be as hyper-focused as we are. The second way to hire is through the property manager, him or herself, doing it. And we all know how burdened the property managers are. They've got 100 tasks to do every day. And so that's a get it over with type of task. I've just got to get 10 resumes of people who have done this before. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick two. I'll talk to them, and I'm going to hire one. Okay? And it's just a quick process. Let's get it over with. It's not the in-depth process we go through. Mm-hmm. Okay, the third way right now is through a staffing agency, right? And as you said, staffing agencies are also taking the shotgun approach. They're not taking this hyper-focused approach just on this position. And so they're getting shotgun results, right? A hit or miss result. You might get one good person, but you're certainly not going to be able to bank on it. We're trying to, our motto is consistently excellent, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, what we want is that any single person you get from us is going to be excellent. It doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. I mean, they're different personalities, and you might be able to have a personality fit a certain property or a certain residency mix. But, you know, at the end of the day, and we have bilingual too. So, I mean, there's specialties within our specialties, but they're all excellent. So everyone has to maintain that. So what we've done as opposed to, and so what's the common thing about these three sources right here? They're all looking for people who have had prior leasing experience. We're looking for people who have not had prior leasing experience, and we're doing that intentionally. Mm-hmm. In my prior life, in another business, I built and developed surgery centers. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I was taught that we didn't ever want to hire a manager of our surgery centers that had any management experience. We didn't want to have to untrain them first, mm-hmm. okay? It's the same here. We don't want to hire someone that's been trained poorly or well. We don't want to have that person go through the process of undoing what they've learned in order to build them up to teach them what we want them to know and how we want to have skills. So we clearly just look for those people that have talent, fire in the belly, as Josh said earlier. And we want people who come fresh to this, are looking to build a career, bring energy. And we found that people going in these offices, we never compare ourselves to these staffing agencies. Mm-hmm. We always compare our people to the on-site people because that's the fairest comparison. If you want to look and see how well your people are doing, put our people next to your people.
Josh, I want to ask you to comment on that based on your experience.
Sure. One of the points that Peter made was about HR and their process. And as we know, there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect. The property-based teams, and we have, my company has about 300 employees, about 40 of them are based in our corporate office, and the rest are based on the properties. They have a very specific skill set. HR and corporate HR is not necessarily geared towards hiring for that skill set. And what is, our HR team does a great job of the administration and a great job of benefits and everything else. What we did a number of years ago before we were working with Peter is we actually took a former property-based employee and brought them in-house to work with our HR team, brought them to our corporate office, gave them a new role, and she's still with us working with our HR team because of the previous difficulties we've had with hiring, especially property office staff. And when we started working with Peter, we found it's been such a refreshing and a different way to look at bringing leasing staff on because they need to have a certain energy. They need to have a dedication. And it's rare to find that on your own through the processes that Peter explained. And that's why having PM as part of our team has been so successful.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that we've done several shows over the last couple of years that have touched on leasing, and one of the common threads that people have said, whether they're company owners or executives, is that we, you know, when I go to a restaurant and I have a great server with a great attitude, I hand them a business card, and that's how they find their people. I think where it falls down potentially is they get thrown to the wolves, and you know, their success rate is not always 100% or great. So what's different about when you, because you're taking people, Peter, you said, that are not in this industry and bringing them into the industry. What is it that's the secret to getting them to be able to be go to any property and be a successful leasing agent?
It's funny that we do get people from, you know, Neiman Marcus and mm-hmm. from a great restaurant, and the people that have the fire in the belly, they want to be successful. We can take that person, give them classroom training, on-site training. We have what we call a boot camp, where we actually, they earn and learn. We pay them to learn. So we invest in these people. We find someone with the right skill set that can be taught. And then we invest thousands of dollars and hours into these people. Now, they have to show us that they're really all in, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what consistently excellent means. They have to be in, and we will invest in them for that. And then we'll certify, and they only get certified and placed with someone like Josh. Certifying in our definition means they've gotten a lease in a live leasing office. Okay, so they become leasing professionals before we actually put them out to a client. This isn't a test deal, okay? We have hosts for our interns, and that's all training, mm-hmm. but we're paying them, our clients aren't paying them, okay? They become a paid, clients pay for our people only after they've gotten leases, okay? So it's really a different way of looking at it. And if you think about this, we take those, the way of recruiting people today, pre-PM workforce, and what are we really saying? We're saying we're adding another level of professionalism, right? We're taking this, and it's much like a commercial leasing situation. Well, guess what? Commercial and retail, you've had hired leasing teams brought in for decades, and successfully. They run some of the biggest projects out there. And so, you know, and it's done typically by brokerage firms, but it's one of their services, the lease of a building. And so this is not that dissimilar to that, although the number of leases we'd have to get is you know, multiples of those, because right. you're leasing big swaths of a building.
Right.
And so, but in this, you know, it's like putting a professional spin on something that's just, it just never has existed before. That's mm-hmm. really what it is.
You know, you can talk to many of the people in the industry. Some of them are your clients that I'm aware of. And, you know, you can ask them how they got started in the business, in the multifamily business. I've asked this question to hundreds of people, and only two have told me that they started out on the management side. Every other one has told me they started out as an assistant leasing agent or working on a weekend leasing apartments and so forth. And then they all move over into management. Do you see that using your model? Do you see that stopping where they're just going to be leasing people, and they're not going to want to ever make that move?
I love that question, because it really goes to the heart of what we're doing. So the leasing position heretofore has been a stepping stone, the entry level, the lowest, which is the reason why nobody's put that much focus on it, right? That's why we're changing things by putting a hyper focus on it. But it explains why nobody's put a hyper focus on it, because it's the low rung on the totem pole. And so at the end of the day, people who become our members and go out and start leasing, they can build a career by using it as a stepping stone. In fact, four of our people have been hired as assistant managers after only like 90 days. A typical path to an assistant manager position might be, a year.
Right.
Okay. And so our people are on accelerated path. So they're also going to be wanting to stay with us and become professional leasing people, right? Just keep going. We have lease ups and other things where they can continue along with us. And so
Okay. Well, we're going to be back with more of this very interesting conversation about turning the leasing side of the multifamily business upside down. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Talk
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of maximizing leasing productivity during and after COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today in the studio is Peter Roisman, President and CEO of PM Workforce, and joining us by phone from Connecticut is Joshua Greenblatt, President of Choice Housing Investments. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Joshua, we went to the break, but I know you had something that you wanted to add to what we were discussing at the end of that last segment regarding the training and so forth of the leasing agents.
Yes, thank you. So I've been in this industry for 22 years, and it's always been surprising to me that, as we were talking about in the last segment, the leasing function is typically an entry-level function at the property level in the office. That is the way in which, as Peter mentioned earlier, the revenue comes into the property. And I've always felt that there needs to be a better way to train, to equip, to target the right kind of individuals for leasing consultants so that from a pure dollars and cents standpoint, revenue can be maximized at a property. And it's not just revenue day one, it's bringing in good quality residents that are going to fulfill their lease of the property. And what we found impressive about working with PM Workforce is they've really shone a light on that aspect to the management office.
And Peter, I know you had something that you didn't get a chance to say in the last segment. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting, but what happens with the three current methods of finding a leasing person for a property today, not including PM Workforce, all three of those approaches are looking for people with leasing experience on their resume.
Go back over those three one more time.
Okay, so the first would be within an HR office, within a corporate HR office, okay? And it's too unfocused on that leasing position. There's too many other things going on. And they're a little bit out of touch with what's going on at the property level, too. The second is really the property manager doing the job, right? Which is they're in touch with their own, what their needs are. But that's a get-it-done project, right? I have to fill this position. You know, let's find someone who has some experience. I'm going to get 10 resumes. I'm going to pick... I'll pick two to talk to and I'll hire one. Well, we look at 300 resumes to end up with 15 people at the end, 5% of all of the people. They're going to consider 20 or 30% of the people, and it's a big difference. So we end up with a better candidate at the end of the day. But and then the third way of doing it is a staffing agency, which is also a shotgun approach and not really going to hit the mark, if you will, all the time. If you're shooting a shotgun, one of the shot will actually probably hit the mark out of, what, 100?
Right.
I don't know. So, you know, it's interesting. We found it's much more effective to find talent, newly train them, and they've been really effective. The people we've sent out to properties like Josh's, you know, they tend to do very well up against the in-house leasing people because, you know, after a while, if someone hasn't been promoted, right, because it is a stepping stone position. If they haven't been promoted, they get a little lethargic and stagnant in that position. There's no energy. They don't feel like they're moving up, you know. And if so, you're looking at these, I call them recycled resumes, right? They just keep going around and around and around. And, you know, you're not going to find new talent. You can't do, you know, Albert Einstein said you can't do the same process and expect a different result. Well, we've got a new process, so we're getting a different result. It's really as simple as that.
And let me ask you, because I know that there are specialties within the leasing arena. You know, there's lease-up specialists. I would think that there would be a difference between someone who does well, like on one of Josh's properties in the affordable arena, because it's a different animal, than a conventional or market-rate property, or even a student housing property. There's got to be differences there. What are you finding when you're, and are you training people for those specific things?
There are differences, and we have special programs and training programs for each of the different specialties. We provide conventional, as you say, tax credit, which would be a lot of Josh's properties, lease-ups, you know, either ground-up lease-ups or actually, you know, I call them a hybrid lease-up where something's in distress, it falls below 85% occupancy, and you know, whatever they're collecting on that, 90 to 95%. Once you start getting into the, you know, 78% paying, you're at distress. And so we can take on that project as well, and we have people trained to do that. We do acquisition and disposition teams. And, you know, an acquisition and a disposition, anytime there's movement in the industry, there will be a reason to have strong leasing connected to it. We do senior, we do student, and we obviously have bilingual people. So, you know, all of that is really important. We have special, you know, we have tax credit classes, we have continuing education and all of these. Our lease up is actually really interesting. Today we looked around, my business partner Harris Simons and I were talking just earlier about, you know, what the marketplace looks like during this COVID-19 crisis, right? And so one of the things we noticed by looking at some numbers on industry in Houston alone, there were hundreds of properties that had 85% occupancy and below. And we're going to be calling on all of those because, you know, we can help them. We can actually, you know, the ones that come in and they make a commitment to marketing and changing things around, because if you've gotten to that level, you're probably trending lower, which means you're trending out of business there, right? You'll have to turn over the property. And if you want to keep it, you know, we can come in, put a program together and lease them, get them back to 90 or 95. When Josh actually did a couple of acquisitions recently, he'd be a good guy to ask because we actually helped a couple of his properties. And, you know, that's a good experience maybe for our listeners.
Sure. Josh, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So we acquired 6 properties in Texas the end of last year, 4 in the San Antonio market, 2 in Dallas. And these were properties that we felt we could come in and operate better than the previous owner and manager. And so we took over these properties. There were some operational issues that we're still working through, some physical issues that need to be addressed, a lot of deferred maintenance. But one of the things that we did, and I think we started working on this project with Peter, I want to say December timeframe, December, maybe early January, all of the properties were in the low 80s, I would say, for occupancy. And we've been able to improve those. Some of them are, I think 2 of them are above 90. And at the time, initially, Peter worked with us in San Antonio. He's recently expanded to Dallas, and we're hosting some of his team members there at our 2 Dallas properties. But in San Antonio, all of the properties are, even with COVID, are trending upwards. I think we're in the high 80s on 2 of them, and we're above 90 on the other 2 in terms of occupancy.
And Peter, I have a question regarding, because you were talking about, you know, we put together a program and marketing. Do you and the members that you put place on properties, do they get involved at all in coming up with the marketing ideas and the programs to help encourage more leasing traffic and get the leases closed.
Absolutely. And I think, again, Josh could probably talk to some of the suggestions we made to his group, because, you know, we're intrinsically involved with our partners, and we're there really to offer these ideas. And we have talent in our organization and experience. So we've probably got the best lease-up person from Los Angeles. We brought her in January, and she had successfully completed 13 lease-ups over the last 10 years. And four of those occasions, she outperformed pro forma in both per square foot and in timing. So she's exceptional. And her eyeball on any kind of distress or even a ground up lease up, we were working on this program yesterday, actually, and it's really powerful. I mean, we really can get the job done for people, and I'd like to hear Josh's thoughts on this too.
Yeah, Josh, we got about 45 seconds.
Okay. The best aspect I've found to PM Workforce is the communication, the open communication, and the ability to react to situations. I think Peter and I talk at least every other week. We have a scheduled call on Friday afternoons, and then from that call, we bring in people on the ground as needed to address situations. So when we were having an issue in Dallas, I mentioned it to Peter, and he said, "Hey, we're going to be we're opening up in Dallas. We'd love to host some people." We talked through the strategy that we talked about earlier about really moving leasing activities outside of the office into the open air, and that's been a great change, and just it's an example of the open dialogue and their drive to help us be successful. When we've used other firms that have attempted to do what Peter does, there's no high level communication. It's just direct on the ground communication, and it hasn't really yielded strong results.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of maximizing leasing productivity during and after COVID-19. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today in the studio is Peter Roisman, President and CEO of PM Workforce. And joining us by phone from Connecticut is Joshua Greenblatt, President of Choice Housing Investments. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to make suggestions for show topics or guests, please feel free to go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Peter, one of the big hassles that people have in any position with in multifamily, but also in leasing, is when they've got an employee who's not performing or has got an attitude issue or whatever it is, and they have to go through all kinds of steps and so forth, documentation and all this. Is anything different with the way that you're handling this now?
Yeah, I think it's really an important point you bring up, Paul. On-demand labor is replacing a lot of problem employees, okay? And so if you've got someone you're having trouble with and you have to go through the legal and normal channels to offload this person, you may even face, you know, a legal action. I mean, it's just not simply done, and it involves typically 5 to 7 people in a corporate office to be dealing with it. It's a lot of time involved, and that's true also in the hiring phases, right? So, you know, onloading and offloading are very cumbersome. According to Glassdoor, it takes $4,200 and 24 days time to recruit and hire one employee.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's very, very cumbersome, and so. You know, what we do through the use of technology and promoting this on-demand labor concept through multifamily, you know, you can push a button, basically, and in an hour have someone else that you've chosen to take that job and never have to deal with it, have no costs associated with it, no hassle, the stress is gone. It's a very stress-free situation to know that, you know, our clients have this technology that we created that gives them that kind of control over the position. That's kind of how I would, you know, it's interesting. Most people would think, they have to have their own employees so they actually would have more control over that position.
Mm-hmm.
I would put forth the argument that you actually get a lot more control over the position by not having them be your employees.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Have you found that to be the case, Joshua?
Yeah, it's funny. I do find it to be the case, and really it's made us completely rethink how we, when we're modeling new acquisitions, how we staff them. We would... Prior to working with Peter on our most recent properties, we would put together a staffing and a pro forma for each property. And general rule of thumb is every 75 apartment units, you need one person inside the office and one person on the maintenance team. It's really in how we're looking at future acquisitions. It's really changed how we model these properties.
Peter, you mentioned kind of a brief outline of your training and as far as what you do with the boot camp and so forth. Let's go in a little bit more detail of why, when someone comes to a property that they've gotten through your app, why they are really ready to go.
Sure. Let's talk about, you know, our recruiting process is different, right? We'll look at 300 resumes and maybe... You know, and these are people, remember, these resumes are devoid of any leasing experience, intentionally devoid, okay? And so we'll take these fresh new opportunities and we'll probably, as a rule, talk to about 120 of the 300, so it's at 40%. And so from the ones we talk to, we'll, you know, from that initial interview, we'll then drill down and we'll make offers to attend our training classes. And I think we're in training class 28 so far from our inception. We train constantly. This is an ongoing process. Every day we're recruiting and training.
And how are you doing that now with the pandemic?
Well, that had to change pretty quickly. And we adapted very quickly. Fortunately, not being a gigantic company, we're pretty nimble. And we can adjust on the fly. And so in this case, we virtually recruit. Right, we're Zoom calling with everybody and get a look and listen to everyone, and we're virtually training. We do all of the classroom training virtually. We do the on-site training isn't virtual, so we then have, as Josh alluded to, we have actually hosts for our interns, so we can get on-site. And so what happens is our people get all of the, you know, they get background checked, drug tested. I mean, we're doing everything. These people are going to be fully vetted first. Then once at that point, we will then invest in them. And we'll spend thousands of dollars and many, many hours, you know, investing in these people who only if they are prepared to invest in themselves, because that's the key point. They have to. This has to be a career move for them. They have to be. This has to be all in, or where they can reach a consistently excellent level, which is our motto as a company. Or we're not going to invest in them, because we first look at their heart, right, before we look at anything. We want to know they're in. And so after that, then we put them on property, and then we will only certify a member, a PM workforce member, if that person has gotten at least one lease. Typically many more, but at least one lease, that person will then be placed on a property with a client as a leasing professional. And we take that very seriously in the certification process. I look at it sort of like the old, you know, I'm old enough to remember the IBM training program and, you know, Anderson Consulting being the leading, you know, place, or General Electric when it was not a $8 stock, it was, you know, a leader in the industry and part of the Dow. You know, they all had great training programs, and anyone coming out of it, you knew it had the good housekeeping seal of approval. Right. That's what I want the seal of approval for PM Workforce to be. And it seems to be, we're getting alumni out there. Now our people are being hired. You know, some of our members choose to actually use it as a stepping stone and be upwardly mobile within the industry, and that's great. We're happy to have it. We like having alumni out there. They're our friends. They'll always be members of the PM Workforce family. And so we have this tremendously talented individual that is repeatable. It's a repeatable process, because we go through a couple days of classroom training. They pass fair housing, not at 70%, but at 85%. We raise standards, you know, and they obviously can't have, you know, they have to pass drug tests and all this other stuff. And so we've got this repeatable, really excellent person. And so we're confident that when our clients call or ask for someone or push a button for someone, either way, that we're sending them someone that they can rely on. They have to know what they're getting from us, and we're flattening it out, and we're creating stability in an industry of instability, because you said how much turnover there is. Sure. One out of every three leasing position turns over annually. And that goes for property managers as well, but we're only focused on leasing. And so with the instability and the turmoil in the market, that means all of those 4,200 to 24 days have to keep happening all the time. And so this is just a huge expense to, you know, property owners and managers that they don't have to do, because we're going to invest in it for them. This is an expense we're saving them. And we save basically... Right now, we're saving, like, we haven't raised prices since we started. So, I mean, Josh, sorry to tell you this, but we actually, you know, with something we're talking about, we haven't gotten to that point yet. But you know.
We'll be grandfathers.
Yeah, you might be, but we'll talk about that, too. And so, anyway, right now, our numbers show that we save direct hire, direct employee versus our employee, same position, 62%, which is huge. I mean, that's too big a spread, so that's why we probably have to raise prices a little bit just to bring the spread a little closer. But still, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to do multiple things. We're going to save cost. Our goal is to increase revenues, because we're creating this energized, highly skilled person to go in, right? Maybe not super experienced, but we all know how great experience is, because that's what's been going on in the industry now.
Sure.
So, you know, we're doing that, which, you know, take top line off and payroll and other recruiting expenses, and otherwise you're adding equity. Mm-hmm. And at a 5 cap rate in Houston, or 4 or whatever people were paying, but pre-COVID, which mm-hmm. was insane in my mind.
Sure.
But you know, when you can get negative, you know, interest rates in Germany, I could see German investors coming over here and going for a 4 cap rate and getting a 4%, you know, 4% returns. Good.
Sure. Right.
You know.
So let me ask you one question, and I'll give you 20 seconds to answer this question, because we're going to transition in a second. But what tells you that somebody has the fire in the belly?
You know, that's a good question, but it's talk is cheap and actions speak, okay? And so this is a rigorous course and training course. So there are they get timed. You know, when do you get this part of the training process done? When do you do this? How quickly do you get a lease? All of these things. You know, at the end of the day, they prove it themselves. We don't listen, we watch. And so the people that actually, you know, get some homework and do their homework immediately, right? You have to meet standards. To be excellent, it takes effort. You really have to try to be excellent. And those are the people we want. And with all of 38 million people out there, we now have a giant talent pool to go after.
Exactly. Well, I do want to transition into something. Joshua, I wanted you to take a minute or so and tell everybody how you got started in the business, and also a little bit about your company and how to get
sure.
in touch with you, by the way.
Okay, great. I actually grew up in this industry, almost literally. My father and a business partner started working together in 1981, And so at the dinner table, I would hear a lot about this. I went to college, graduated from college, and then worked in Washington, D.C. in a completely different industry. And at age 25, the company that I was working for was bought by a large insurance company. I was talking with my father, and this was in the late 90s. He said, if you were ever interested, now might be a good time to give it a try. And so June 3rd of 1998, I joined Vesta. I've been working with Vesta for the past 22 years. Choice Housing Investments is the strategic capital partner for Vesta Corporation. So we formed Choice Housing Investments in 2018, and that's become and been my prime focus ever since. So the purpose of Choice Housing Investments is really to raise and invest equity in future Vesta acquisitions. So as I said earlier, Vesta acquired 6 properties in Texas last year. Choice Housing Investments invested just under $29 million in those of equity, and it's strict return-based equity. We have investors, and what we have, I have a responsibility to those investors to pay them a return on their equity. And so far, the properties have been operating well, and we just recently have opened up our Fund 1 to new investors. So if anyone is interested in investing, love to talk to you. My best way to get a hold of me is through email, and my email is JG, my initials, at choicehousinginvestments.com. Right now we're raising about $1.5 million to add some properties to the existing Fund 1 portfolio.
Great. Thank you. And Peter, let's talk a little bit real quick about PM Workforce. How can they get in touch with you? Tell us a little bit about if they want to find out more about this great new app that you've got.
Sure. A good way to go is go to our website, and that's pmworkforce.com, and it'll self-direct you, and you'll be able to reach out to us that way. And we're looking for, obviously, more talented leasing professionals that we can train and certify. So if you're interested in getting into the business and you don't want to try to get into the business the traditional way, which probably won't get you into the business anyway because they're looking for experience, you can come through us. And if you got the fire in the belly, we will actually take you on as a member.
All right. How do they get in touch with you if they need to talk to you?
P. Roisman at pmworkforce.com.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you guys for being on the show today. It was a great show, very informative, and I think it's kind of be the way of things to come in the leasing industry. We are going to be back next week with another great show and power panel of guests. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.